T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Well, in case you're worried about your safety, headline, White House blasts GOP budget, says Biden will not let them defund the police. So, you know, if you're walking around this morning, you're one of three, maybe five people who watches MSNBC, and you think the GOP was on the verge of defunding the police, know that Joe Biden is going to stand in the breach and prevent that.
Well, as I always say, whatever it is they accuse you of is what they themselves are doing.
Right. The White House is, this is from Fox News, blasting House Republicans and accusing them of taking steps to defund the police, while claiming President Biden will protect law enforcement and support crime-reducing programs. Like, if you see a big group of illegal immigrants and that looks like a crime to you, Joe Biden can make them disappear.
Yeah.
And the way he does this is by using your money to put them on planes and fly them further into the interior. But when the criminal disappears, the crime disappears. See, so it goes away. That's what Joe Biden, the kind of services Joe Biden provides. Okay.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, this is interesting to me. This whole idea of the WHO might be forcing lockdowns on America, the World Health Organization, if we decide to go forward with being a party of this treaty in May, right? A lot of folks have been saying that. That's kind of generally debunked as a conspiracy theory, which all true things are,
yeah, exactly,
until they become very real, right, and the media admits it was true all along.
Exactly.
Well, a fascinating article this morning from the UK Telegraph, which, as you know, is a mainstream media source in the UK. It's one of the world's big dailies. You can count them on one hand. They are saying this morning, hold on. The UK might lose its sovereignty if it goes forward with this WHO treaty. Well, darn. I thought that was a conspiracy theory. I thought that was just some crazy thing that they made up on talk radio. You know how that goes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But no, it turns out that the UK might lose control over whether it locks down. And they might have to defer to the WHO. Headline. And again, this is mainstream media. Britain risks losing power to control future lockdowns to WHO. Hmm.
Gee, exactly what we said here.
Yeah, it's weird. So, look, you can hear something on this show. Google it. Tell your liberal friends. They'll say it's a conspiracy theory. Wait 3, 6, 9 months, sometimes a little over a year, and you'll find out it was actually true.
Yeah.
Meaning you'll know the news way before anybody else does, while the mainstream media and liberals are still lying about it.
You'll know the news before it turns out to be true.
Right. But they go on to say, hey, wait, this looks kind of binding. That it carries almost the force of law when you abide by and agree to an international treaty like this in the UK. So, you know, I just thought I'd point that out, that this is yet another thing that talk radio has gotten right here, and at least the Brits are being honest with their people. I can't wait till the WHO orders a lockdown and our health dictator here in South Carolina that our legislature is so determined to ensconce with an incredible amount of power decides we should just shut everything down and send the sheriff's deputies and the police after those who don't want to comply. If you want to, you know, reorganize all these health agencies in South Carolina under one person, fine by me. I don't care. But that person should not be given the power to order police and sheriff's deputies around.
Now, that's concerning.
Yeah, it's very concerning. And potentially up to, they wouldn't have direct authority to do this, our National Guard here in South Carolina. I just think that's a really, really bad idea. I don't think anything like that should ever come from anybody. I don't even want that power in a governor's hands.
Yeah.
I think the legislature should have to vote on something like that, and it should go straight to a judge after that. Well, because I don't even think they have the ability to do it.
If you'll remember, the continued state of emergencies that Governor McMaster issued were questioned about their constitutionality, and quite honestly, there was very little evidence that he could legally do what he did. I remember the debate during that time that these continued emergencies over the COVID restrictions and lockdowns that we had in this state were just simply, renewed. And it's like, no, according to the Constitution, that was supposed to go through the legislature and it never did.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. So that today comes out from the UK. So we're finding out, wow, that's not a conspiracy. Also finding out, court ruling, the federal government, the FDA, must take down its lies about ivermectin. Turns out that was misinformation. That comes out of a court in Texas, ruled for the doctors, not the lying federal government. Unfortunately, they had the FBI censor people who said true things about ivermectin, and it could have saved a lot of lives. So we're finding that out this week. The government lied about that. They're the misinformers, yet they sent the FBI, the CDC, and the FDA did, after people telling the truth about ivermectin, including doctors. They had their posts and their accounts taken down. So, okay, yet another thing that turned out to be correct. Good thing you listen to talk radio and you actually get to know true things before the FBI censors them. Texter writes, hey, Tira, I have a friend that is in her fourth year of pharmacy school. I tried discussing with her about ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine for treating COVID. Her calling me crazy, and that's for horses. My own doctor won't prescribe it for fear of losing her job and license. I sent her an article about the FDA lawsuit, and she's still a denier, but I feel so vindicated. Yeah, you know what? The Epoch Times is a great article detailing all this. Take it into your doctor. Just kind of give it to them. Doctors need to be be made to feel uncomfortable if they're not willing to do their own research. They should. I get that in medical school they teach you, hey, just do whatever the FDA and CDC says. I know they were all taught that. That's not their fault, but that has changed. These agencies are weaponized. Meanwhile, Lee, I just got to ask, why should Republican voters go out and vote for Republicans for Congress? A serious question this morning, because what? If we drag all our friends and all of our family and we get a majority, they'll all just resign?
Yeah.
I mean, we are looking at it. Seriously, Laura Ingraham said this last night, and she's not wrong on her show. We could have a Hakeem Jeffries Democrat-led speakership by this summer at this rate.
Oh, it's worse than that. We could have the White House in Democrat control, the Senate in Democrat control, and the House in Democrat control before the election. That is a distinct political possibility.
Our side, our leadership has so little will to actually do what they run for office on that if the Democrats are like, hey, they've just learned? They don't even need to buy us off anymore through corrupt people like Kev, who will then go and take conservatives out in the primary for the Democrat Party. No, no, no. They could just individually bribe Republican Congress members, and I know that's what happened. We're going to get the details of it. Hey, you know what? We've got a board seat for you. It starts at $500,000 a year. Would you like to resign to take that? Now, this deal is only good through April 19th. So, got to resign before that.
You know, I don't.
That's what they're doing. They're buying. I guarantee you.
I don't have any direct knowledge of what's going on.
And, no, I don't either. We're going to find out though. I'm going to do the story.
I am constantly irritated with hearing about people that run for office and then unless there is like a dire family or personal or medical emergency in your family, unless there is that, why run for office for a 2-year office and then resign a year into that term? Like I said, unless you can say there is hey, I've got stage 4 cancer, my wife has got cancer,
sure,
kids got cancer, I've got something going on in the family, unless you've got some really personal emergency, a dire, life-threatening emergency, why run for office? And then a year into that office, with the case of a House of Representatives member, you resign.
There's only one
Don't
reason.
Waste our time.
The deal for the $500,000 a year, $1 million a year, whatever it is, board seat they're offering you that you're not really qualified for, expires if you finish your term. But, you know, if you're willing to help the Democrats a little bit with the majority, then, you know, maybe we can find you a really great job.
Well, then why can't Republicans make some of these offers to some of these Democrats then?
You know what? I don't think they'd take it. I think the derision directed at them would be so extreme. And I also believe that the Democrat leadership would come right back and go, okay, you know what? We'll double that offer. We'll get you three board seats at $500,000 a year if you serve your term out. But we don't do smart things like that. I guarantee that's what happened, though. They probably went right through Congress. So, and we'll find out. We'll find out what they got something. Nobody does this for no reason. There's always a reason.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, what will you be allowed to drive? I don't know. Call up Democrat Party headquarters. It keeps changing. Folks, they want to control every damn thing you do down to your leaf blower. Seriously, legislation pending in California has actual prison time for use of a leaf blower. This is a let cop killers and pedophiles who are serving time now out of prison. I guess to free up space for the real crimes. Using a gas-powered leaf blower. The left is functionally insane. Headline, UK Daily Mail, 8 states are planning to ban the sale of gas-powered cars entirely. Let me repeat. 8 states are planning to ban the sale of gas-powered cars entirely. This is after Joe Biden unveiled ambitious plans to phase them out by 2032, or largely phase them out, I think 67 to 70%. Of the new car fleet would have to be EV. UK Daily Mail, at least 8 states are planning to ban the sale of new gas-powered cars in the next decade, and others are planning on joining them. Only zero-emission vehicles can be sold in participating states beginning with the 2035 model year. Okay. New federal legislation requires automakers to reduce the tailpipe. It's not legislation, actually. It's a Joe Biden dictate. To reduce the tailpipe emissions of new vehicles by around 50% from the model year 26 through 32. In order to achieve this, the Environmental Protection Agency is targeting 35 to 50%, 6% of vehicles needing to be EVs by 2032. It's actually 67%. Anyway, so I don't know if their numbers are a little off here, but bottom line, California. Getting ready to do this, joining Rhode Island, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York, Oregon, and Washington. Now, folks, and they're saying also Delaware and Colorado last year finalized rules that would require 82% of new cars to be zero emissions vehicles. So they're not going total ban. The other states are going total ban, illegal to sell. So it's like drugs, except in a lot of these states you can buy drugs. But you just can't buy a gas-powered car starting in 2035. They will be banned. Okay, here's the thing. Two things here. If the Democrats get control, this will become national. If this becomes national, or even if just these states do this, we all use the same grid. We all use the same limited supply of electricity. What does this mean? You're going to be sitting in the dark. You're going to be sitting in the dark, even if these states, and it's just these states that do this, even if the Democrats don't get enough power at the national level. How do I know that? From this article, the New York Times admits this is going to happen. They don't care, but they admit it. The headline, if you want to read the article, a new surge in power use is threatening U.S. climate goals. Oh, huh? What? Peak demand in the summer, they say, is projected to grow by 38,000 megawatts nationwide in the next 5 years. Why is that? Oh, because millions of electric vehicles are being plugged in. And also the solar panels that are now get the tax credits, manufacturing those takes a lot of electricity, and also just big data centers. But the main thing is the millions of electric vehicles being plugged in. Now, this is it, just 9% of the fleet sold every year being EV. And where are we right now, which is 9% of the fleet being sold being EV? We've narrowly avoided, they say, rolling blackouts, according to the New York Times. Over the past year, electric utilities, they write, have nearly doubled their forecast of how much additional power they'll need by 2028. Nearly doubled as they confront an unexpected explosion. Oh, totally unexpected. Oh, yeah, those millions of electric vehicles. Nobody could have seen that one coming. Many power companies are already struggling to keep the lights on right now with 9% of the fleet being EV. So, folks, you do this, and they're going to do it. These states, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York, Oregon, Washington, Rhode Island, banning the sale of gas-powered cars and completely. Again, our energy providers buy and sell electricity all the time, but it's the same system. So this idea, we're going to go to 60, 70%, but we're not going to add any power sources? Cuckoo. Again, peak demand in the summer, they write, is projected to grow by 38,000 megawatts nationwide. Again, the headline, a new surge in power use is threatening U.S. climate goals. Why? Because you can buy the car all you want. You cannot plug it in and get juice. Many power companies are already struggling to keep the lights on, they say. Folks, you got to understand this. The left likes to look dumb with these things. The New York Times is pretending, oh, we didn't know. Oh, they know. They know. This was reported by the Wall Street Journal last year. And the year before. I've got all the articles in this file. I just pulled this one out of. The numbers we're seeing are pretty crazy, said Daniel Brooks, Vice President of Integrated Grid and Energy Systems at the EPRI, Electric Power Research Institute. In an ironic twist, the swelling appetite for more electricity driven not only by electric cars, but also by battery and solar factories and other aspects of clean energy transition could also jeopardize the country's plans to fight climate change. No. It's going to jeopardize the country's plans to keep the lights on, to keep people from dying, to keep their respirators pumping, to keep their oxygen tanks going, and to keep people eating and employed at factories. Folks, there is a reason. There is absolutely a reason they have used so much energy putting those smart meters on your homes in recent years to control the flow of energy. They're going to use it as a political weapon. And they're going to trigger the Lever Act. L-E-V-E-R, Lever Act. Google New York Times and Lever Act if you want to see what they have planned. Because they told us. They told us last year. I think it was 2022. I don't know. I've got it right here. What is the Lever Act? It's already on the books. What does the Lever Act allow Congress to do? It allows Congress to control and completely take over means of delivery of what? Food? Something the left is very interested in, and electricity. Well, in what? That crisis. Oh, like the one they're creating right here, where we already don't have enough energy. Here it is. It's called You Want to Buy Meat? In this economy? It's June 2nd, 2022. Google Lever Act and New York Times, and you'll see what they got planned. Because they spelled out, they're telling us what they're going to do. They never hide it. The Lever Act would allow them to take control. And you know what they'll do too? As the grid collapses and they are unable to deliver food, they will take that over as well. And then they have total power. Communist authoritarian regimes have always controlled their populations through food. We saw that with Stalin. We saw it with Mao. We've seen it in China. We saw it in Vietnam. We've seen it in other places. They're getting ready to do it. Or we could just win this election and keep the lights on. Everybody likes lights, except the left. We just win this election, keep the lights on, buy whatever car you want, keep them affordable. I'm just paging through my files. I got big file cabinet here. Just folder after folder of all the lies our government told during COVID that we're now, I mean, just every day we're finding out, just at least every week, that they lied about something else or they're admitting they lied about it. I mean, it's just the last few weeks. Government knew the shot caused heart damage, caused myocarditis, actually wrote a warning email about it, but never sent it. Yet somehow the CDC had the FBI censor doctors who warned about the shot on Twitter, knowing the whole damn time it was dangerous. So dangerous that they had two doctors inside the CDC actually write a warning email that would have gone out on a mass alert system to medical doctors. Never sent it, though. Which means they knew. Then they went in a totally different direction and had people censored who warned about it. Here's the Wuhan lab stuff. That didn't cut. No, that came from a wet market, not from the Wuhan lab, where our own Anthony Fauci is sponsoring millions of dollars of very dangerous research that is being done by Echo Health Alliance, which, of course, we know is funded by Hunter Biden's company, Rosemont Seneca. And I'm just looking at all of this, the ivermectin lies. Don't take that. It's dangerous. No, there's nothing wrong with it. Court just made the FDA go through its social media posts and retract all of it. The FDA agreed to do that because they lied about it. I mean, folks, there's no exceptions here. I can't find a single case they censored, so-called medical disinformation, in which the medical disinformation was incorrect. In 100% of the cases where the censorship was done, 100%, no exceptions, the people censored by the FBI and our federal agencies were telling the truth. It's absolutely maddening. It's absolutely maddening. And then you remember this. UK and US military contractors created sweeping plan for global censorship in 2018. And then they implemented it. So once again, we find out the US and the UK working together to censor Americans on social media. And they would have, because America controls social media. It's American owned. Now 60 Minutes is out there. What this whiny liberal, they did this whole big pro-censorship thing. It's going to be a disaster if they can't censor. And the Supreme Court needs to know that because it's so very dangerous if they can't tell us what to think. They have one of these censors who looks like she should be marching at a BLM rally. And she's whining and complaining to 60 Minutes that community notes is used on Twitter. Community notes, the way that it works is that instead of people like Kate Starbird, who are doctrinaire liberals who lie doing the censorship, community, what happens is readers add context and the note correcting the tweet does not appear under the tweet until a consensus is reached, regardless of who attempts to note a tweet. It's kind of a brilliant system and it works really, really well. In other words, the fact-checking has been taken away from corrupt liberals, corrupt media members, and most importantly, the FBI, who lies, and who every single instance of censorship they did in 2020 was a lie. They were censoring people telling the truth, from the Hunter Biden laptop to the myocarditis to the Wuhan lab to the effectiveness of the shot. No, it's not 96%. It will decrease your immune function and make you more likely to get COVID. Oop, if you said that, even though it was true, FBI was taking you down. So here's Kate Starbird whining about the fact that her censorship group has sent censorship requests to Elon Musk and he's not listening.
Kate Starbird says the social media platforms also often ignored the researchers' suggestions.
The statistics I've seen are just for the Twitter platform, but my understanding is that they responded to about 30% of the things that we sent them. And I think on the majority of those, they put labels.
But just a third?
But just a third, yeah.
And do you suspect that Facebook was the same?
Oh, and yeah.
Kate?
Who the hell does she think she is? Who died and made Kate Starbird God? Who decides Katie knows better? Who says she knows better than me? Who says she knows better than you? She sure as hell doesn't know better than the FDA. They were just required to take their ivermectin misinformation down, including their most famous viral treat of all, you're not a horse, don't take ivermectin, which was a lie. Court ordered it taken down. Don't you love how our streaming goes out right now? As soon as I really get on this stuff, it's crazy. We're working on getting that fixed, actually. I'm really, really sorry. It's going on all throughout the building. There's nothing I can do about it right now, but hopefully our engineering guys will have that fixed this afternoon. We won't have to have another day of it. Yeah, I apologize. I think we're down across all platforms. But anyway, that's 60 Minutes. And I just watch this. I just get enraged. Who in the hell does she think she is? Kate Starbird. Smart liberal. Well, why don't you let me censor that? Why can't I censor? Why is she more qualified than me to censor? I don't know. And by the way, she still can't get it right. She says, oh, the Twitter only put notes under 30% of what we recommended for censorship. No, honey, it doesn't work that way on Twitter. No, those are community notes. Readers decide what's true now. It's a voting system. It works very, very well. Once there's a consensus about the truth, it goes under that. So Kate Starbird's mad that Kate Starbird can't lie. Can't take down true things. And that the readers in their pajamas get to figure out what's right. And again, the system works. I wouldn't think a system like that would work very well, but it actually does. It's essentially mob fact-checking. But she thinks it should be her. Why does Kate Starbird get to censor you? I don't know. 60 Minutes is very upset about the idea that she won't get to, though. And she's not even telling the truth. It's not Twitter putting the messaging up. It's readers. The reason the other 70% doesn't have a note on it, honey, is because it was true. I just, I'm terrified that the Supreme Court is going to put Kate Starbird in charge of censorship, and thousands more people are going to die. Because of the misinformation we're finding out right now was slung by the FDA about ivermectin. And, you know, you can't get those lives back, unfortunately. Court just ruled they have to take their misinformation back down. Well, they're figuring it out. And that's great cause for celebration. This is a new poll out by McLaughlin. And McLaughlin, it's a liberal polling firm. It's not a conservative one. Here's the release on it. In our new national poll, 56% of all voters think Biden really wants to stop Trump from winning by putting him in jail. So that's a majority, 56% of voters. I wasn't sure America's be able to figure this out. Because, you know, you can't just get that out of the news. I mean, the media's going to lie to you. You're going to have to be able to figure your way through those lies. That takes the American people a while. Understandably, they work, they're busy, they're doing other things. Just 30% said it's not true that Biden is trying to jail Trump. That's basically everybody who watches MSNBC and has no idea what's going on. Interesting. Even among independents, they agree 50% to 33% that Biden is seeking to jail Trump for political reasons, with moderates agreeing 48% to 32%. Among Democrat constituencies like African Americans, 41% agree. Yet Biden's trying to jail Trump for political reasons. Hispanics sits at 53%, so majority of them, and even women, who, God help them, usually can't figure anything out when it comes to the ballot box, no matter how educated they are, even 53% of women can figure this out. So that really is something. Now listen to this. Further findings, 67% said that politics has played a role in the indictments of Trump. 58% said that Biden has played a role in the indictments of Trump. Wow. Okay, so mainstream media hasn't covered that at all. He's just been presented as a criminal, and that's it. 56% say there's a double standard and bias at Biden's Department of Justice, FBI, and IRS, where they target Trump but put Biden and his family, but Biden and his family get sweetheart deals. So 56% say, yes, there is bias toward helping Biden at the Department of Justice, FBI, and IRS. So it's showing. People are seeing this. Only 31% of Americans disagree. 52% say the indictments against Trump were done because he leads in the polls and they want him stopped versus 38% who live in some other reality. Okay, 58% say that Biden should stop targeting Trump and interfering in the election. Let voters decide the next president versus only 34% who say that's fine. Okay, right now, it looks like Maryland officials are giving an update on the bridge. It looks pretty animated. Let's jump in there and see.
Speaker, out there are divers, our air assets, people who right now are working to save lives and are doing it because the state asked. And we will update the public as the work continues. To our partners inside and outside of government, I know this has been a long night. We started coordinating immediately after the Key Bridge collapsed. We've been standing together every step of the way, from our county leadership, to our city leadership, to our state leadership, to our federal leadership. And I'm grateful to call each and every one of you not just colleagues, but I'm grateful to call you friends. And to the people of Baltimore, and each and every one of the 6.3 million Marylanders who call our state home. I recognize that many of us are hurting right now. I recognize that many of us are scared right now. And so I want to be very clear about where everything stands. We are still investigating what happened, but we are quickly gathering details. The preliminary investigation points to an accident. We haven't seen any credible evidence of a terrorist attack. Our administration is working closely with leaders from all levels of government and society to respond to this crisis, and not but just by addressing the immediate aftermath, but also by building a state that is more resilient and a state that's more safe. That is our pledge, and that's our commitment, and we're going to keep that commitment. And lastly, to the victims of this tragedy and their loved ones, all of our hearts are broken. We feel your loss. We're thinking of you, and we will always be thinking of you. We pray for the construction workers who are on the Key Bridge, and we pray for everyone who has been touched by this tragedy and their families and all of their loved ones. But Maryland, we will get through this. Because that is the Maryland spirit, and that's what Maryland is made of. We are Maryland tough, and we are Baltimore strong. So in the face of heartbreak, we come together. We embrace one another, and we come back strong.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!